I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Leva?
Here.
Jewell?
Present.
Flores?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Doyle?
Here.
First up, we have our minutes of September 4th.
We wish to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? The only thing that I would make is that in the council discussion, that it says council requested the borough manager, not he borough manager, to obtain a copy of Washington Town's Jake breaking ordinance. Doesn't say what ordinance. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Correspondence?
Make a motion to receive and file a correspondence.
Second.
I'm sure we'll want to talk about both of these afterwards, maybe some motions, but is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, do we want to grant Washington Community Solar their extension?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Sure.
In their letter, it's in the last paragraph, 4 lines up, where it says that they agreed to pay the 800-foot portion of the access, provided it is subject to reasonable review. What is reasonable review?
Review by our municipal engineer and our DPW and myself.
Okay, so who deems it reasonable?
Our borough engineer.
Okay.
You mean the review itself?
No.
Or you're talking on their side?
I'm talking on their side. Who deems
well, I would
it
imagine
reasonable?
One of their engineers wouldn't.
Yeah. This is as to the 800-foot paving. I discussed that issue with Andrew. And I think that we can, if you decide that you want to approve this extension, we can pass the resolution that merely indicates that they will do the paving subject to the review of the municipal engineer. And I think we can put that in our resolution.
Okay.
And not include any further language as to their side of the equation. I don't think that's going to be a problem with them.
Okay, so that would have to be part of the part of the motion?
Yes, I would make that part of the motion, that it be completed to the satisfaction of the municipal engineer.
What Ms. Cookie said.
Okay. I have another question.
Before you get there, who seconded?
I'll second it.
Did you second originally?
No. I did? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your agreement with the amendment? Mr. Torres?
I just had a question as to the timeline, as to when this paving, work gets done, and I guess they're asking for an extension further, so maybe we can get an update on it.
The timeline as it stands now is for them to receive their approval. This extension is until March 31st. So once the approvals are received, they'll begin work pending weather.
Okay.
So sometime in spring.
Right. Early spring, early March.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm going to abstain.
All right. Do we have We have a letter from the planning board. Is there any motion to be made on that? That brings us to the audience portion. At this point, we'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. Seeing none, I'd accept a motion to close the audience.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no ordinances, so that takes us to our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the report that is presented.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the reports?
I do have one question. Manager's report, question 45. I know that we had talked about that. That's going to be a yes. Do we know when that's going to be a yes?
And aren't we going to discuss all of those things?
That's the only one I'm concerned about. If I read what the question...
No, I mean, later in the agenda, we're going to... Because I have questions on the whole best practice thing. That was one of my questions, yeah. Too, but...
That's the one about the workers' comp and getting paid.
Number one, under new business, we're going to discuss the whole best practice.
All right, we'll wait until then. Never mind.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Sorry.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that this tax collector's report is for August. Are we going to be updated with, are we going to get caught up for the next meeting?
Yeah.
The next report? Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Shared services. I guess we have nothing left.
Well, we do. We met Tuesday with Washington Township on police the shared services. I didn't know I was going to present this report, but that's okay. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We, based on what you guys want here, is initially we asked for a quarterly report of expenditures from them. Their CFO was there and said that's pretty much impossible. So then we said, how about a semi-annual report? And I think they agreed to that in principle. They have to take it back to their committee. So what they want is they want the council to say yes or no on the semi-annual report with the expenditures report. And this is a question I have for the attorney, is they're going to present, the CFO is going to present his numbers to their committee in February, he said, correct? Or in January, so, and at the end of January. So then, and he's going to do that in executive session.
Their budget numbers.
Their budget numbers, and I don't know how they can do that in executive session. I mean, that was a question I asked him, and they said because of
contract negotiations.
So I don't know how you can go into, but that's something totally different in the park. But anyway, we agreed to meet with them again once those numbers are presented. So. My question to you guys is, we need to give the manager direction on getting back with their administrator as to whether or not we still hold firm for a quarterly report or we're okay with a semi-annual report. And we're not going to get a report before the end of the year, before he does the budget.
And what was the reason that he gave that we can't get a quarterly?
Because it's too time-consuming and he's only part-time. There's a lot of work that's involved in it.
I wouldn't mind semi-annually, as long as we literally get it, say, in June, we don't have to wait till August to get the six-month one, or, you know, the end of the year one we don't get till March.
See, initially, I was under the impression that we, at our first meeting, that we agreed to a quarterly report.
I thought so, too.
That's what I thought as well.
And we did, but the CFO wasn't there. Can I just...
Yeah, go ahead, please, fill it in.
We discussed at the shared service meeting putting the requirement for Washington Township to amend the agreement, to put it in the agreement that they will provide us with actual expenditure reports semi-annually and at year end. So that's what we're looking to do. If that's okay with council, the Washington Township Administrator and I will put the language in the agreement. We'll have Judy look at it. They'll do the same, and then it will be adopted by both parties. Just want to make sure that we get the information, and it's in the contract.
Section 10, in principle, they agreed to amend the contract to include that language, that they would provide us with at least a semi-annual expenditure report.
The problem that I had, I was in attendance at the meeting as well, the problem that I had with it was the timeline, and, you know, originally we had asked for these numbers way back last January, and now we're not going to get them probably until January. And maybe, and that answer that the CFO over there gave was not, you know, upfront, okay, I'll give you a definite for sure. He hemmed and hawed and said, well, you know, by the time it gets to me, then, you know, I'll go over with our administrator, then the administrator, we're going to bring it to the committee over there. So it could get extended until March or April. Now, of course, we wanted these numbers to make our budget. Okay, this is the whole thing. So, you know, I adamantly at the meeting protested, you know, along these lines. However, it was to no avail, of course. But, you know, I'm in favor of reviewing the whole contract itself, because I think that from the beginning, a lot of the things in the contract are not what they should be. Like, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the patrols for the police are inadequate because we don't have, like, a presence in the downtown. And that's, like, really important. Now, I don't know if a lot of people in the community are aware, but there's been a really bad rash of vandalism and graffiti. Just most recently, besides for a lot of the signs all along Carlton Avenue between Belvedere and High School, every single sign was vandalized with graffiti spray paint, different spray paint, so it's done different times. Some houses were spray painted. The sides of buildings were spray painted in downtown. Wait a minute, there's more. The biggest thing is the bid had paid money to have an artist paint a nice, you know, attractive looking design on the glass windows in front of the store front that is owned by Paramount next to Frantoni's. And that was most recently vandalized. Rock went right through the window, and of course it's now, there's a bit, if anybody noticed, there's a big board over it. It looks horrible again. So with all that being said, and after speaking with the chief, he did say that if I have questions, I am to email him a list of questions, and he'll be glad to take the time and answer every single one of them. So that's what I plan to do. So I'm reaching out to the community. If anyone else has questions for me to address to the chief in my email, please do so, because I think that it, you know, it's very relevant, and this is, you know, something that I'm concerned about. And the other thing is, we have absolutely no control in our contract right now, in our police contract. It is totally up to the chief of police as to what kind of patrols, what you know, kind of services we get, what equipment is needed, whether or not to have canine, whether or not to have bicycle police, you know, whatever it is, it's all up to the chief. So we totally, when we eliminated our department, we, under this agreement, we vanquished those rights. And besides for the fact that, of course, now our budget, we're spending almost a third of our budget, of the municipal part of our budget, on police services, which is, in a way, conflicting with other needs like our roads and things of this nature. Okay, so pretty much
that would be a good idea, but both sides have to agree with it, and I don't think they're going to agree to open up a contract to renegotiate the contract. And I think that the chief said
we don't know that yet.
I think the chief said it that night.
Well, you know, let's make it
anyway,
let's make a determination from council and decide what council wants to do, and then we could present it to them officially, and then we'll see what he says, besides for off-the-record discussion.
What else do you have, Mr. Higgins?
all they're asking for is an approval from the council here to put that language into the contract for at least the semi-annual. And if it's in the contract, they can be held to it.
Fair enough.
Counselor?
Certainly.
The only thing I would say is let's put a date in there that that semi-annual report is required by.
I would think mid-year.
Well, I mean, let's give a date certain. July 15th is the latest that we can have mid-year or something like that.
I don't have a problem with that.
I agree.
I don't have a problem with that. So I will make that motion to have the manager contact the township administrator to insert that language into the current contract.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Do a roll call.
Sure.
Roll call then, please.
Higgin?
Yes.
Sabin?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Also at that meeting, though, they talked about the Pleasant Valley Dam.
That
was a little
off,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind. Were they using old police cars?
No, they're all curious.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
A little off the record.
I'm not sure I even know what the point was.
What he wanted to do is they went out and they cleaned up their portion.
Right.
They took the fence down from Mill Pond that was along the road that was trapping all the garbage and all the wood debris and all that. And they made a suggestion that maybe somebody from our sewer subcommittee, because that's our dam, and they wanted the county out there along with their DPW guys to see what could be done that we could do collectively to solve that issue out there.
The dam?
Yes.
Maintaining and cleaning of the dam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And that takes us to new business. First up, the discussion of the best practices checklist. Ms. Blanchard, I guess you have something you'd like to say first?
Well, I shared this with all of council on the 21st in my manager's report. As you can see, we answered 5 no's to the 50 or so questions that the CCA asked of the municipality. Just for the audience, we have to go through this checklist, which is of best practices, asking questions about how we run the office, how we do things in the office, and most of the answers are yes, we're compliant, you know, we're doing what they suggest at the DCA. So right now, we're still at 100% of our aid from the state. We've lost no aid, and as long as we keep up answering these questions the way we are, we'll continue to receive all of our aid. So I think we did a great job on the best practices this year.
That's really good, considering there's a lot more questions this year.
Exactly, yeah. And different topics than last year.
Pretty thick.
Yeah. Go ahead, next one.
I'll let Dave go first. I just have a couple quick questions, so Dave can go
question
first.
Question 45.
The workman's comp issue remains at a no. We do not limit it to 70% right now. If an employee goes out on workman's comp, we pay them, and the workman's comp company reimburses the borough. That's something I can look into possibly changing. I have to discuss that with our risk manager in more detail for next year.
Is that a contractual thing that we have right now?
I don't believe so. I believe it's because we use a third-party workman's comp agency, and that's why I have to discuss it with our risk manager.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
I'm good.
Ms. Cleveland?
Okay. So for the number 3, the no, you're going to present us with?
We've requested a few vehicle use policies that other municipalities have in place, and we will be giving that to council.
Okay.
This is more or less an IRS issue. If you are taking a vehicle home for whatever reason, it has to be noted on your paycheck for IRS reasons.
Okay. For number 5, can you give an example of how we can make it more restrictive? Or?
Right now, the...
I guess let me backtrack for a second. How many of these no's and perspectives do we have? Like, say we had the same exact answers next year, would we still get the 100% if it's still a perspective? Like, we didn't do it this year?
We would be penalized for that.
You would be?
We would be. If they ask the same questions, that's a risk that we take. We don't know what they...
Okay.
Because,
I mean, what if you just don't want to do some of these things?
There's nothing that says you have to do any of them, but you take the risk.
Right.
There's a risk.
They control some of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm totally forgetting. How much aid do we get? Because I thought we didn't get much aid anymore after all this.
We don't get very much anymore. Off the top of my head, I just don't have the answer, but I can get it for you.
Yeah, okay. All right, wait. So for number five, like, how can we make it more restrictive?
We would have to up the contribution dollar amount. Right now it's at 300 for pay to play.
Right.
We can make it 500. That would be making it more restrictive than the state.
Yeah, I mean, something like that I don't see a problem with, because I don't think many of us in this little town are getting a lot of contributions. I don't know.
Is that something council wants to look at doing, making it more restrictive?
Yeah, I would say yes.
That's definitely.
Okay.
So you're not, I would say yes to that one. Like number seven, I don't agree with. I mean, I wouldn't vote yes to. I don't think we should require a person to take a day off from work or use taxpayers' money for like a class.
Can I expand on that a little bit? With Tom Ferry's annual municipal finance program, he did first count towards that while he's here?
It doesn't count because they're suggesting a class at Rutgers or the New Jersey League of Municipality classes that they offer throughout the year.
Now, we got, when the risk manager came in and gave his class, we got something for that.
Right.
Yeah.
We got paid for it.
But that doesn't count either.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That was an insurance.
Yeah, that gave us a discount on insurance.
So, all right, so, okay, we don't require people.
Yeah, these are done through the state.
You're now telling every council person they have to go take a class.
I don't think that's a problem, personally.
I don't either. Actually, a lot of other municipalities do
that, you know, you have to take, if you work, you have to take time off. They give the classes on Saturdays.
A lot of ethics courses are on Saturdays. There's a few.
Yeah. Well, because for example, on the planning board, you have to go to, I think it's a day course or weekend course.
Right, land use.
Yeah, that was a Saturday.
Right. Saturday, now, sometimes.
Being on the school board, it's mandated that you got to go. So I don't see a problem with it. Asking the people that.
And who pays for it?
But the league is not just one day. We would have to pay for it.
Yeah,
right.
but it's not a lot of money
for these courses. It's not like a college course, really.
Again, I have no problem, but it should just be elective. Why should you force a person to take the class?
Because when somebody gets elected to the council who has never been on the council before,
it's education.
Everything is foreign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At least if you go to an elected official's class, at least you have knowledge of the terms. At least the terms, and they give you the information.
I don't have any problems with any of the courses, instead of fumbling through
trying to find out on your own. I don't think it's a bad idea.
And also, they may offer even on the web some courses. I mean, I didn't do any investigation, but a lot of, you know, the colleges are doing that. So, you know, it may be that Rutgers may offer, you know, a course for elected officials. That could be online for people that don't. So we would save the transportation money that way.
The cost, if you factor in the cost, not everybody turns over at the same time, so it's not going to be for 7 years.
Well, understand, this isn't just for new ones. This is every year. You know, we'd have to take 4 courses, one a year.
Yeah, but in all different areas. And the thing is, we expand our knowledge.
Actually, it doesn't say that. You could take the same course 4 years in a row.
I still don't see a problem.
Yeah, but
why would you want to do that?
I'm just pointing out one of the loopholes that I see.
Number 10, and Natasha's going to work on those and give us some, because I think those things are important.
Yes, she is.
Okay, because at least those are the potential for two.
Correct.
Yes, the same with number 20 and 21. I think those two things are important as well. Like, is that something that you need something from council to do, or?
I think in these two categories, Natasha and I can come up with something for council to take a look at as far as the policy.
Okay. And number 26, I was a little confused. Like, we have the snow trust fund. Like, how much is it? We don't have the past three years worth of. We already have a snow trust fund.
She wasn't sure about the fact whether or not we have an average.
Because now would be a good time to take an average because we had a less snow.
Pretty mild winter.
Yeah, we had to answer that perspective because we weren't sure if we had reserved at least the average of the snow removal of the last 3 years in our current budget. Right. So we had to answer that perspective.
Do you need motions from any of us on these things, or what?
No, I just need to find something for the state that says we had this discussion.
Okay.
So that's it.
And no corrective actions on any of the items that are listed as no, or?
No. The DCA does not require that.
Cool. Anything else on this?
The mushroom theory.
Move on. We have a raffle application for St. Joseph's Church.
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion on that? There's two of them in there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I will abstain.
And we have a 140-2012, an escrow release for Pristine Properties.
So moved.
Second.
Where is Pristine Properties at?
A lot of the escrow releases that you'll see coming up are old escrows from about 10 years ago that we're trying to clean up. They must have made an application to the planning board at one time and didn't move forward.
That isn't up by...
Now, what if they're not even in business anymore?
We've contacted them all.
Oh, okay.
The reason they're on the agenda is because we made contact and they responded back.
I'm surprised they never asked for their money.
Okay, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Joel?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagen?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Okay, we have 141-2012, authorizing the agreement with Sinelli Iron.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that?
I do, Mayor. I go for school, sure. Thank you. Just some housekeeping items for discussion. Line item A, the location. Are we in agreement on the manager's suggestion?
EPW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. Okay. The schedule for starting this, Christine, what do you think, 2013 or?
Yeah, that was my question, too. Right now, the contract's October to December. It's kind of, and we don't even have the money in the budget for this year. Like, can we just wait till January and have a full year?
I think that might be better. We can change the date. There's the stuff that we can.
Sure.
Yeah.
And can we? Can we vote, can three of us vote on something that's going to take effect after our terms are up?
Right. I wasn't thinking that we would do this next year, but...
Well, it's a matter of getting the word out. So, you know, that's the thing, you know. So we could take advantage of it because they used to have a lot of full bulk, you know, pickup. So
they're only going to charge us when they pick the container
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and so they wouldn't even start charging maybe until...
What's in there, the cost
yeah,
of
but
what...
The thing is, if it starts January 1st, 2013, John, Pat, and I should not vote on it because
right.
We are not guaranteed... Well, we know Pat
right,
is
well,
here, but we're not guaranteed to be here.
Okay, yeah, I'm not in favor of
well,
waiting.
Well, even then, come
I'm
January,
saying,
you're going to have to do another contract.
Right, I'm
so
saying
think
let's,
it should be at least
let's vote the contract
for the whole
now.
Year of next year?
Oh, you're starting it now.
And start it now.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, that's fine.
Because
well,
at least
you
now,
make a good point.
Yeah,
I'm thinking we've got to put up 300 right now.
At least now we could place the you know...
They bring it out, pick it up, we call them when it's done, they take
yeah.
it away.
So it would take at least 3 months probably to fill it the first time anyway, you know, until people get used to using it.
And how do you budget like next year?
They're going to take it out of the profit of...
Whatever the profit is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we don't pay them.
Right.
Okay.
So they take it right... I mean...
Is that in there? That's not specified anywhere. That they're gonna
well, they have two options. Either they take the container and charge us, or we drive one of our vehicles down there and bring it down.
Yeah, that's in there.
I mean, no. Where does it say that we're not going to get an invoice that it's going to be?
We are.
But you know
we're
what I mean? That they're going to take it off the profit.
Yeah, of the recycled goods. Right. Of the iron.
When it talks about the tonnage, the gross tonnage was what, 20? It's in.
I didn't see it in there.
I think it's the last page.
the glass paper stuff. Number two?
Yeah, payment contractor agrees to accept the scrap metal collected from owner less the amount paid than the owner set forth paragraph two as full compensation for the completion of work under the contract, except $60 per gross ton, 2,240 pounds, will be subtracted from the market price set forth in paragraph two below.
Oh.
And so the only other thing that
happened... That could change.
Yeah.
That number changed.
The price of scrap.
No.
The only logistical problem is getting word out.
Yeah.
So we'll have to, I'm thinking October 15th, around that time, we can have them deliver it. I'll place something on our website, do an email blast.
Sounds good. Call the press, do a press release.
Do a press release, that's it.
Would you be considering for calendar year, if I may ask, 2013, putting it on our calendar? Like for clippings and all that?
Right, we'll include it on the recycling calendar.
So are we going to change this contract to 2013?
No.
There's no motion like that.
So come January, we got to do another contract?
I just, you're right.
Wait a second, they could, in December, they could, we could say, we're going to extend this contract for a year, can't they? The three of them?
I have to look, actually, and I'm...
Well, we know Pat wouldn't be able to, but if John and I are reelected, you know, could we, after November, approve a contract going for 2013?
Yeah.
We could do that in December, then, right? If it works out, we could say, all right, get this guy to do the same agreement, just change the dates.
Mm-hmm.
But if John and I aren't reelected, then you...
We could still do it.
The three of us can't
vote
on it at all.
Right.
Have you ever seen where there's 10 hours for the deal to go there and drop scrap?
It'll have to be done.
That's be determined. Sorry, I apologize.
I would prefer to be during PPW working hours,
okay.
7 o'clock to 3:30.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a question for you. If we agree to extend that contract in December for another year, they can't vote on that?
Not if they're not reelected, because you can't vote on a resolution that will take effect once you're no longer in office.
So, okay, but they could say on December 30th, we are going to extend that. No, 30th. We are going to extend the contract for...
Only if you have the contract end on the 29th or the
30th. Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
But even then, starting beforehand, but the majority of it's in the next year.
Right.
Why complicate that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to vote on resolutions that take effect after you're no longer in office.
I know, that's why I said the 29th or 30th.
At 11:59 p.m.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter. If it works out.
Anyway.
You can have them on a probationary.
Mr. Mayor.
Well, we can do it now for this year.
Just
next year we have to do the contract.
Sure.
Okay, and I just have a question for you. Okay, basically the only difference from the original agreement and